This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is when good and evil can pour from the same heart. And so recently we talked about how David had the chance to take Saul's life on two occasions, but he chose not to act in the moment and do so. And as of course we know, Saul was very jealous and wanted what David had, but David was able to yield to God's will. Well, shortly after the time with Saul, we see that David's men have now moved further into the wilderness, and David has reached out to a wealthy man, asking him to make provisions for he and his men. Now, to David's surprise, this wealthy man responds with insults. In fact, specifically, he calls David and his men a band of outlaws. It seems as though in a nanosecond, David is insulted. And the same David who was able to yield to God's will when it came to Saul has now fallen weak to this wealthy man's insults, such to the point he wants to take his life. In fact, in 1 Samuel 24:13, David tells his men, "Get your swords." In other words, it is on. And I think this passage is so instructive because in one respect, David does exactly what is right and what honors God. In the next instant, he does the exact opposite, and he's certainly headed down the wrong path. The key is to build our spiritual fortitude to the point where we're not acting and reacting in the moment, but that we're acting from a higher place of love and compassion. The scripture today is 1 Peter 4:8. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Tune in tomorrow when we discuss how to handle anxiety about a new season. Share this Be Moment as others desire to be inspired. Finally, for more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.